This is our Be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Love is in the air this month, and today I'm reflecting on true love. True love is often tested and requires sacrifice and even letting go. This was surely the case with the mother who was willing to sacrifice it all to save her son. There were two women who lived in the same house and each had a son. One night, one of the mothers rolled over on her son and accidentally killed him. Neither mother took responsibility for the accident. Instead, they accused each other for the child's death. There was only one child living between the two mothers, and each claimed the living child was hers. Because they couldn't reach a resolution on their own, they ended up before King Solomon so that he could settle their dispute. Before rendering his decision, King Solomon took the two women through a test. He asked for a sword to be brought to him and ordered that the child be divided into two. The real mother quickly spoke up. To prevent her son's death, she offered him to the other woman and asked that he be kept alive. Meanwhile, the other woman said, "He shall neither be mine nor yours. Divide him up." King Solomon said, "Give the living child to the first woman. She is his mother." He knew this because the real mother's love passed the test of sacrifice and a willingness to let go. Now I ask you, are you holding on too tight? Is it time for you to let go so you can witness true love return to you? And as you think about that, remember these words. Love is patient. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, know true love.